This is VOA News via remote. I'm Oral Bowman. Iraqi authorities reopened Baghdad's Tahrir Square and the bridge leading to the Green Zone Saturday, symbolically ending more than a year of demonstrations by anti-government protesters. Cars are again circling the Tahrir roundabout, and the concrete walls which were erected to close off the bridge to the Tigris, over the Tigris River have been removed. Tahrir Square was at the heart of the movement that brought together hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, starting in October 2019, paralyzing the capital and southern Iraq for months, and the bridge leading to the highly fortified Green Zone, where government offices, parliament, and the U.S. Embassy are housed, was a hotspot for clashes during the protest. One protester said on social media that the revolt isn't over and that protesters would move to set up political organizations. The movement had called for jobs, basic services, a total overhaul of the ruling class, and an end to corruption. But it lost momentum last spring due to tensions between the U.S. and Iran on Iraqi soil and the COVID-19 pandemic. Iraq is suffering a bad economic downturn due to coronavirus lockdowns and a fall in oil prices, and public pressure had mounted for the square to be reopened. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed understanding that cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad could shock Muslims, but said that this could never be used to justify violence. Mr. Macron was speaking in an interview with Al Jazeera on Saturday. He said, quote, "I can understand that people can be shocked by the caricatures, but I will never accept that violence can be justified," end quote. The French president spoke in the wake of the killing of three people inside a Nice church by a suspected Islamist radical. This is VOA News. Nearly a million people in the Philippines were evacuated from their homes Saturday as the most powerful typhoon of the year so far barreled towards the country, with authorities warning of destructive winds and flooding. Typhoon Goni is expected to slam into Catalinas Island Sunday with wind speeds of up to 205 kilometers per hour before crossing the main island of Luzon, the state weather forecaster said. It comes a week after Typhoon Molave hit the same region of the natural disaster-prone archipelago, killing 22 people and flooding low-lying villages and farmland before crossing the South China Sea to Vietnam. The Philippines is hit by an average of 20 storms and typhoons every year, which typically wipe out harvests, homes, and infrastructure. Its deadliest on record was Super Typhoon Haiyan, which unleashed giant waves and left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. Tanzania's two leading opposition parties said on Saturday they would not recognize the results of a presidential election that handed incumbent John Magufuli another term this week. Opposition politicians told the international community to ignore the election, and they called for a new one. Tanzania's National Electoral Commission on Friday declared Magufuli the winner of Wednesday's poll after securing 84% of the vote against his rival Tundu Lissu with just 13%. In his bid for a second term, the incumbent president has promised to boost the economy by completing infrastructure projects kickstarted during his first term, such as a hydropower dam, a railway line, and new planes for the national carrier. But the opposition and rights groups have complained that his administration has cracked down on critical voices, closed down media outlets, and prevented opposition rallies. The government denies this. The main challenger, Lissu, was shot 16 times in 2017 in what remains an unsolved case. Legendary British actor Sean Connery, best known for playing fictional spy James Bond in 7 films, has died at age 90. His family told media on Saturday. The Scottish actor, who was knighted in 2000, won numerous awards during his career, which spanned decades. He won an Oscar, 3 Golden Globes, and 2 BAFTA awards. Tributes immediately began pouring in for Connery, who was considered one of the greatest movie stars of his generation. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.